Ecole Cordon Bleu, watch out. Here comes a whole new style of cuisine. Betty Overland teaches the first grade at the Hoy School in Madison, Wisconsin. And one day last week, she asked the kids to make up some recipes for a Mother's Day cookbook. The results she intended for distribution in a very small circle of parents and friends. But so fascinating are some of the dishes proposed, such gastronomic genius do they display, that already, in just a few days, their fame has spread far and wide. Here are a few examples you might want to spring on your family sometime soon. Ready? Okay, here is Freddie Yankee's specialty, homemade cherry pie. You make it, he says, by mixing a banana, a carrot, and a little bit of soup. Then, put in 3 cups of sugar, 5 cups milk, and set the oven at 5 degrees. That's it. Amazingly, there are no cherries in that recipe for homemade cherry pie. How about Andrew David's steak? Take 1 steak and 1 cup of gravy and put it in the oven. Bake it at 1 degree and put 1 cup of sugar on it so it will be good to eat. These young chefs de cuisine are very liberal in their use of sugar in these recipes, you may notice. Paul Rauschenbusch's concoction is chicken. Put 1 cupful of salt on the chicken. Then you put it in the oven. Put the oven up to 60 degrees so the chicken does not get greasy. I hope you're writing all this now. Sean Dugan's cake really sounds delicious. Put 3 scoops of ice cream in a pan. Then put in 4 scoops of salt. Then put in 5 scoops of meat. Put it in the oven. Then take it out of the oven and then eat it. If pizza is your dish, Scott Levine's recipe will intrigue you.
Can't blame you for breaking up, Charles. That is probably the wildest set of recipes anybody has.
Hold on there, okay. Porter. I've got to give you a pizza recipe. And
I'm
then
taking this all down.
If pizza is your dish, then Scott Levine's recipe will intrigue you. First, you go to the store and get it. And then you come home and put it in the oven. Leave it in the oven for a half an hour. Put the oven at 40 degrees, and then the pizza is ready. Wait a minute, Levine, that's my recipe. And finally, for a real tour de force that will simply delight and astound everyone at the table, some night soon, you've got to try Campy Craig's spectacular giant peppermint cake. I've been laughing at this all morning. Here's what you do. Take 2 spoons of peppermint, 500 tons of whipping cream, 60 eggs, 20 drops of vanilla, and then mix it all together. Put in the oven at 60,000 degrees Fahrenheit and wait for 6 hours. Let me know how it works out, okay? That's it, Steve.
How do you follow that?